How Lucky You Were, written February 18th to February 19th, 2011. How lucky you were to have found your man, and with him a new life and sanctuary at the apex of your achievements. Over the years, I have followed your travel through life, now hard, now a minor miracle. Now storm of conflict, now success held in your strong arms. I am far away now, still in eastern abodes. Only sometimes do I talk with you, and then only when it is you who call out. Do not, however, doubt that I forgot you. I never shall. It is only because of life's bitterness and the ache of disillusionment that I live alone now, in remote mountain ranges of the soul, far from society's ambiguous embrace, and desiring it less and less. I keep alone because it is only there I can bear life's existence. Your calls, even when I am weary, are the tokens of love over the long journey of friendship. It is now I think of you, because, figuratively speaking, I saw you in a strange marketplace in a faraway land. She looked and felt so much like you that I stopped my frenetic, aimless wanderings up and down the rows of produce, somewhere in a thronged, covered market, and just stared. I must call her you. It cannot be otherwise. You had become thin, much thinner than before. Your clothes, tropical white and loose-fitting, shrouded you from shoulders to ankles. A mere napkin of a headscarf covered you. From behind, I watched you. It could only be you, unwilling to see your face. I knew what I would find. With shuffling, scuffling steps, and a tin cup in one hand, you made your way along the vacant spaces, people making way or gently pulling their little children to one side. The sounds of the market, of purchase, of acquaintance, of little daily vignettes around the packing crates, continued unabatedly, as steady as imaginary spring brings in another time. No longer shopping, I followed you indirectly, weaving up and down the side aisles of the marketplace as you moved forward at a dirge's pace, following your route. I dared not come up close to you, to look intently at you, to hold you in greeting, to ask after you. Conscious of people observing me, I went away by another route, catching momentary glimpses of you through the hanging flamboyant batiks, then losing you in the awe-enveloping sounds of the market. Alone again, without partner or child, known by all, yet only from a distance, you continued your way along the narrow aisles, past unseen tables covered with gaudy fruit and dusty yams, the tapping of your cane the only sound in the momentary silence.